Welcome to Fraser 365. We're so glad you're taking a moment out of your day to study God's Word. This is day one of a nine-day study of the fruit of the Spirit. We hope that as you listen, you'll get a sense of the Spirit's presence in your life today.
Ever heard of the Mandela effect? It's a phenomenon where a large number of people misremember specific details about an event, object, or person. For instance, many of us know the children's book series about the adventures of the Berenstain Bears. Yeah, that's right, Berenstain, not Berenstein, though thousands of people swear they grew up reading the Berenstain Bears. Or what about all the millennials who remember the movie Shazam with 90s sitcom star Sinbad? That movie doesn't exist, but there was a 1996 movie called Kazam featuring Shaquille O'Neal. Another example of the Mandela effect involves the logo for the Fruit of the Loom clothing brand. It features a bright, cheerful collection of fruits, and some will argue that those fruits used to come spilling out of a cornucopia. The problem with that argument? There's never been a cornucopia on the Fruit of the Loom logo. Now here's a spiritual twist on the imaginary cornucopia. How many of you remember coloring pictures of fruit-filled cornucopia when you learned about the fruit of the Spirit as kids? Or if not you, maybe your kids or grandkids did. In this way, many of us have a mental image of the fruit of the Spirit as a bounty of separate fruits piled into a big horn-shaped basket, and that colors, no pun intended, what we think about the fruit itself. But what if that image isn't quite right? Let's look at Galatians 5:22-23, which says, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law." Notice that the fruit is not plural, but singular. One fruit. Now, this is different from the gifts of the Spirit. When those are discussed by Paul and Peter, we see that the Holy Spirit portions out different gifts to each individual member of Christ's church. To one, he gives serving, to another, discernment, and so on. But when it comes to his fruit, he doesn't give me patience and then give you self-control. All of these things, love and joy, and peace, and patience, and kindness, and goodness, and faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control, they are all together a byproduct of our relationship with Jesus. Even if someone else is further along in their relationship with Jesus, and they have greater kindness or gentleness, that doesn't mean the Holy Spirit isn't working to produce those qualities in you, too. The Apostle Paul prayed that his fellow believers would be filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God, Philippians 1:11. And that means all of the fruit. The whole fruit, you might say. Pith and peel and all. As we move toward Thanksgiving next week, we're going to take a fresh look at the fruit of the Spirit. We have so much to be thankful for. Not least the fruit God is producing in us. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit." John 15:1-2. Our prayer is that these devotions will inform and encourage you in your relationship with the Lord so that he can make you more and more fruitful.